We're taking a left out of the elevator on the upper level, past the Cyrus Tang Hall of China, to a cluster of statues here in the hall.
These human figures were sculpted by an artist named Malvina Hoffman and displayed at the museum in an exhibition called The Races of Mankind, which opened alongside another Chicago World's Fair, the 1933 Century of Progress.
This is 40 years after the first fair, almost 70 years after the abolition of slavery, and 100 years since the Treaty of Chicago, which pushed the indigenous people west from this land and paved the way for the United States incorporation of Chicago in 1837. That's what the Century of Progress refers to.
Much like the 1893 World's Fair, progress is a subjective term here, and these statues are a testament to the troubled pathway forward for African Americans in the United States.
Racist, not racist, this panel explains that this exhibition tried to show that people could be categorized into racial types and that certain types were superior to others. This kind of thinking fueled the race-based atrocities of the Second World War just a decade later and slowed racial equity and opportunities in the United States.
Just the year before the exhibition opened, at the very same Tuskegee Institute where Carver was teaching, the United States Public Health Service conducted a syphilis study that left hundreds of black men unknowingly untreated as test subjects more than study participants.
Races of Mankind closed in 1969 at the end of the Civil Rights era, but by that time they had been seen by over 10 million visitors. These statues are now displayed with context about their impact. In many cases, this includes the names of the people who posed for them, giving personhood to the types they once represented.
Against this backdrop, George Washington Carver established the Tuskegee Agricultural Experiment Station to equip black students with an agricultural education and to solve some of the issues that posed a threat to the agricultural economy.
This mission was laid out in his 1898 bulletin, Feeding Acorns, the first of 44 he'd published from these experiment stations. Feeding acorns made the case for acorns as a practical alternative to corn for feeding livestock.
Later bulletins would explore opportunities for other plants like sweet potatoes, cowpeas, corn, cotton, and of course, peanuts.
We're heading over to Plants of the World. Our next few stops on the audio tour will get to the root of what Carver was researching.